Hello, this is Alastair Hutton. There is hope that a campaign against potentially dangerous bus stops may be gaining ground, as this article by Heather explains. Concerns have been mounting for some time over so-called floating bus stops, which place cycle routes between pavements and bus stops. Campaigners, including the National Federation of the Blind, argue that this type of bus stop is dangerous for visually impaired and disabled people. Although cyclists are supposed to give way to pedestrians trying to get on or off buses, campaigners say that many do not do so. Indeed, a review commissioned by the Department of Transport and Transport Scotland and carried out by an organisation called Living Streets found that almost two-thirds of cyclists do not give way to pedestrians. This creates danger for visually impaired people who may not realise that there's a cycle path between the bus stop and the pavement. It's also dangerous for those with mobility problems who may not be able to get out of the way of a cyclist who fails to stop. Now, thanks to coverage by national newspapers and the BBC, the campaign has reached the desk of the government's Transport Secretary Mark Harper, who's reviewing the problem. Mr. Harper is reported to be considering a ban on new floating bus stops. Currently, there are more than 300 floating bus stops in the UK. Around half of these are in London, and most of the others are found in major cities such as Manchester, Leeds, Cardiff, Glasgow, and Norwich. However, Mr. Harper is also being lobbied by cyclists, who argue that moving cycle routes onto main roads would increase the chances of cyclists being killed or injured by vehicles. Campaigners on both sides are now waiting to see how the government responds on the future of floating bus stops. But in the meantime, in one positive move for pedestrians, the government has recently voted to change the law to make dangerous and careless cycling into criminal offences. The legal change is expected to come into force later this year, introducing prison sentences of up to 14 years for cyclists who kill or injure pedestrians.